She's a good time gal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Good Time Gal. I am your host, Caitlin Palufo. Thank you so much for tuning in. This week's episode is really funny. It's with my buddy old pal, Ian Fidance, everybody. Hooray! He is so funny, so smart, a ball of energy. It's great. It starts out right away, very fun, and I think you're going to love it. So thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow Ian at Ian Fidance on Instagram and Twitter, I-A-N-F-I-D-A-N-C-E. He's on tour a bunch. He's doing a bunch of park shows. He's all around. Check out his website and his Instagram for details. And of course, follow me, follow the pod. I am at Caitlin Palufo on everything and at Good Time Gal Pod on Instagram. And please rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, mostly tell a friend. That helps a lot. And enjoy. Listen to it. Maybe four times. I don't know. Do whatever you want. It's America, right? Wear a mask. I don't know why I felt like I should say that after saying this is America, but you should wear a mask right now in America. What am I getting into politics? Vote for me. I'm so sorry. Anyway, please enjoy this episode with Ian. He's so sweet and funny. I think you're really going to like it. And stay healthy, stay safe, and live your life. Bye.
I don't know when I'll start it. I'm very bad at tech. Doesn't
join
matter.
Join the club.
Great. Because it's literally been
blind leading the blind in here.
I mean, last time there was an echo for some reason, and I was like, maybe if I just scooch it up a little bit, it'll sink.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, we were on the road. We were in Indiana. We were at the Bloomington Comedy Attic.
Oh, cool.
So fun.
Indoors?
Indoors.
Whoa.
Half capacity. Everybody had to wear a mask.
Wow.
Including the performers.
What?
And yeah.
Yikes.
We were with Brian Regan.
No way.
And I hosted. I had to do 5 minutes clean up top.
Wow.
I did it.
Nice.
Touch and go.
Masked up.
And then, incredible. Yeah, Steve did it, but Regan didn't wear a mask, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine him.
No. And the tables were far enough away that I don't think it would have been
but
an
you
issue.
Guys wore masks.
I did for the first show, and then it was just kind of weird.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If, like, so anyway, long story short, we didn't wear masks, but when we were off stage, it was like you had to put it right back on. They ran a tight ship, which was great.
Good. Because
then we came back, we got tested, and we were negative.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
Yeah, I'll take that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do you get tested every month?
Just to be safe.
Yeah?
It's just weird that I get tested, and then the week I get tested afterwards, crazy contact happens and I'm like in close quarters, you know, I'm like getting baby birded by a homeless man. I'm like, well, I gotta get tested again in a couple weeks, you know. And I just do it to be safe, just a little bit for peace of mind, and also for the people around me. And
yeah,
you know,
that's
just
a good idea.
Stay safe as I can. I you know, I keep my distance. Mm-hmm. I wear a mask enough.
Yeah,
but you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with the masks. This is probably the most risky thing I do, which is the podcast. I'm pretty careful with everything else. And
yeah,
then
when I'm outside by myself, I don't wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I intentionally distant. So, like, if I see people walk down the street, I'll, like, swoop around and go on the street. Or, you know, I'm either on my bike. But walking alone and wearing a mask, I have glasses, so my glasses fog up, and I'm
just
like, you know, so I take it upon myself to, like, distance on my own, which is what they said, just keep your distance, you don't have to wear a mask, so there you go.
Yeah, we keep our distance, and then if someone's coming, we just put our masks on for the brief interaction where we share the sidewalk, but, it's, the masks, they're fine, you know,
I mean, I'll tell you, Caitlin.
You tell me.
I got attacked the other night.
What?
Over a mask.
Attacked? Like physically attacked?
Yeah.
What happened?
I played Stress Factory, and have you ever played there?
I've played the one in Connecticut.
Oh, okay. This is Jersey.
Okay.
Which, they're doing it right. They have a huge tent, $70,000 tent. Tables distance, everyone wears masks, but when you're under the tent, you don't have to. You get up, you got to wear a mask. outside, rain or shine, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty wild how, like, well it works.
Oh, that's great.
And there's a graveyard down the street. And so after the show, I went to the graveyard to make a phone call.
Like you do.
And I was sitting, which is, you know, my favorite way to start every love story. I was at a graveyard late at night. I was on the phone with my gal. And I was sitting, like, with my back to the fence, and there was, like, mm-hmm. a little ledge, so I was, like, sitting on that. And, you know, drunk people after shows come up, and they want to, like, talk, you know. And
yeah.
This group of drunk people came up, and the one guy, like, grabbed me and was like, hey, I loved you, man! And I was like, thanks. Can you put on a mask or, like, step back? And I, like, covered my face. And everyone in the group was like, okay, cool, all right, let's go. And the main guy was like, you don't believe in masks. Tell me right now, you don't fucking believe in masks.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
that's
he was
insane.
Like, huge. And I was like, yeah, I believe in masks. I'm not an asshole. Come on. I was like, I love science. You know, like kidding around. And he just stared me down.
Oh, no.
And his friends were like, let's go. So they grabbed him. They left. They walked through the graveyard. And 30 seconds later, I got a bottle thrown at me. And it smashed on the fence. And so I stood up. I was like, did you throw a bottle at me? And the guy's like, yeah, fuck you. And I go, you fucking pussy. He's like, what's a fucking over a mask? He's like, I'll kick your ass right now. And I go, over a mask? And he goes, yeah. And he just started charging me. He's like, you're a bitch. And like, the more, like, the further he was, the more flagrant I was with my, like, mouth. And then the closer he got, the more I like dialed it back. So I was like, you bitch ass pussy. And then I was like, you bitch. And then I was like, are you sure? And then he got close. I was like, sir, no. You know, and then he like got my face, and I was like, friend, my friend, you know, like buddy, buddy, buddy. And he just like ran at me and just grabbed me and threw, like, tackled me on the ground.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, get off me. I was like, what's your fucking problem? And I'm like, he's like hitting me, and I'm hitting, and I'm like kicking like a little kid. Like, I don't want to go to soccer practice. You know, just like, get off me. Mom. You know, Dylan's at it again. And some girl like pulled him off me, and my glasses flew off. My earbuds flew out, and I was on the phone with my lady, and we're in the middle of like breaking up, getting back together.
Oh no.
So like while I'm on the phone, like, you know, I've been thinking, and I can be a provider. I, in the middle of that, I'm like, ow, my spleen. You know, I'm the man for you. Don't hit me. You know, like, I'll always, you can feel security with me. Leave me alone. Oh, ow, oh, oh, oh. You know, like everything you want to hear from like a the man in the relationship.
Just so, thank you, nice lady, for getting him off of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, female, for breaking it up. You know, and then I'm like, I need to find the police. You know, just like in the middle of the country, just hating police. I'm like, where are my best friends? You know, all of a sudden I'm like, Blue Lives Matter. You know. And I found the police, and what do you know? They were fucking useless.
Oh, God. You don't say.
Yeah, can you believe it? A bunch of guys that barely graduated high school couldn't rope a guy in for two assaults, throwing
Jesus.
A bottle at me and then tackling me.
They really did nothing.
No, they found him, and they're like, well, it's his word versus yours, so now we just show up at court.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
No arrest.
And I was like,
or
look,
anything.
I just want to, I don't give a shit about like him, like, can you just put him in a holding cell for an hour? Just like inconvenience him, or like,
yeah.
You know, can you guys put him in a cop car? I'll go behind you and be like, suck my dick. And then be like, good day. You know, like, that's all I care about. I don't care about this guy. Like, you know, what, I don't want to be like, throw him in jail. But then
yeah.
A part of me was like, no, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he deserves to fucking, you know, get in trouble.
And you're a tough guy, you know, but what if it was someone who is not as tough,
well,
very fragile?
In hindsight, when it was happening, I couldn't fathom. And I guess I have to be more on my game of like, no, if someone's running after you, it's real. Like, my whole time, I thought he was going to be like, bah, comedian, I got you.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to like preemptively knock out a guy that was like, it was a joke, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, in this new world we live in, you just got to throw a punch and fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Because he ran at me with his face. So I could have easily just, like, sidestepped or fucking.
Yeah.
But I was, like, putting my hands up. Like, chill, dude. Like,
yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And in hindsight, you know, of course, it's 2020. Like, I would have kicked his ass. I would have fucking, you know me, man. I would have. Like, I had a Red Bull in my hand. I could have smashed it with it, but instead it just got all over me. So I'm, like, bloody and sticky. And I'm like, officer, please. And also, do you have an inhaler? You know, it was, like, so ridiculous.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
That shit happened.
That's fucking Jersey,
know.
Though.
I know.
Feel like.
Fucking the test tube baby brother of New York. This fucking homongous moron. I mean, this dude was huge.
Really?
He looked like a ex-Marine that,
oh
like,
my God,
left
that's
the
so
Marines
scary.
To this farm.
And his friends just were like, yeah, well, that's Dan, you
yeah.
know? Really?
Yeah, totally.
That, oh
well, he lied
God.
And said the reason he attacked me was because because I was racist and homophobic to them.
What?
And there were like two black lesbians in their group. And I was like, officer, I didn't even know there were black lesbians. I don't see color. please, officer. You know. I was like, racist and homophobic. How did they read my mind? But I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah.
So that was like their defense to get to. He was like, that's why I attacked him, because we felt threatened. I was like, really?
You by yourself.
Yeah, me by myself, like yelling racism.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You wouldn't do that. Not
no.
With that, not with that mustache.
I wouldn't even do it with a group of people. Are you kidding? And I said to the officer, I was like, officer, this is blasphemous. I have sucked dick and my girlfriend's a Muslim. How dare you with these accusations? I'll blow the whole group right now to prove I'm good. What the fuck? I've swallowed more cum than there are bottles of water in this town. Let my people go.
You're like, black lesbians. Great, I'm not alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
yeah,
is
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah. I was like, oh, finally, who I am on the inside.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, total insanity.
Oh, my God.
But that's like a get-out-of-jail-free card, I guess. This guy was, like, racist, so we whatever. And I'm like, what?
No. Well, you think the cops would have had your side then.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. They're like, well, why did you say so? Get them, you know? Yeah. Get the taser.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, it was just total insanity.
That is so scary.
I know.
And hammered? Were they hammered?
Totally hammered.
Yeah.
But it was such a funny, like, dichotomy of, like, not, like, hating masks
yeah.
is, like, Republican
yes.
and then crying racism is
yeah.
like liberal. So it's like, wow, what
wow.
a melting pot.
I mean, God, that just sounds like Joe Biden.
I
you
know?
Know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, actually, when they were like, hey, comedian, I was like, fuck Joe Biden. It's like, vote Biden or die.
Yeah.
And they got mad.
They got mad. How were the rest of the shows though? Good? Were you did you have a
great.
Show after that?
No, that was the last one of the night.
Oh,
and
thank
then the
God.
Next night we were in Connecticut.
At the other one?
No, at the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Oh, how was that?
Which it was outside. They put up a tent
mm-hmm.
in a baseball field.
Wow.
And we were just like, this is going to be fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Like the last show of the whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, will it rain? And it was the best show of the weekend.
Really?
It was just so much fun.
Oh.
Incredible, you know. So what
That's
can
awesome.
You do?
Who were you with?
You know, I was at the Tell.
Oh, wonderful.
And so it was me, Louis Katz, and Attell. And Mike Finoy came in Sunday night. Did a
oh, what a sweet boy.
Crushed, and yeah. It was so fun. It was like weird because it was the first like road gig I've done in all this. And
mm-hmm.
I was supposed to do a bunch of, I had like a whole tour set up and all
mm-hmm.
these clubs. I was like headlining weekends for the first time. I had like a string
yeah.
of like five club weekends. Starting at the end of March.
Oh no.
Into like April, May. And
oh,
it just all and
God.
Then like one of the I was supposed to headline a small theater in Maine and we rescheduled and then they were like, hey, actually the venue got shut down. So yeah.
There's
yeah.
no rescheduling.
No rescheduling that
oh,
one.
Oh my God.
And so this was my first like road game and I was supposed to do American Comedy Company in July.
Mm-hmm.
And I canceled like a week out because all their numbers are spiking.
Yeah.
And that turned out to be like an insane clusterfuck weekend where the governor shut down all indoor activities the last mm-hmm. day. They went through two different headliners. The guy that replaced me quit.
Yeah.
And then they had another one for like the last night.
Jesus.
And they shut down all indoor activities, and it was the last county to get shut down. So everybody descended on San Diego, to go to the beaches.
Oh,
because
my
it was 4th of July weekend.
Uh-huh.
So when they shut everything down, it was just drunk people roaming the streets, spreading COVID everywhere.
Oh,
and
God.
The club stayed open because indoor protests were allowed, but indoor activities were not. So they turned the club into a protest space.
Oh, my God.
The crowd were protesters, and the comics had to lead the protests. You had to bring a protest sign on stage.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What would yours have said?
Mine would have said, anti-mask. Anti-mask finance. Don't hurt me.
I love black lesbians.
Yeah. Black lesbian lives matter. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Just don't hurt me, Craig.
Leave me alone, Craig.
Yeah. Leave me alone. I'll agree with anything.
Yeah.
Just... baby, don't leave me.
Yeah.
All on a sign.
Oh, God. That wouldn't have been a good town for you. All military, San Diego.
Oh, yeah. I've done great with military crowds.
Oh, I just meant the Marines. Craig.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Yeah. No, maybe that's not my market anymore.
Well,
maybe
you're very lovable.
Hate me. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, one bad
so
egg.
Are you. I know. One bad egg, one bad Craig.
Yeah. One.
That's the name of the episode.
I like it. One bad egg, one bad Craig. Yeah. Everybody's got one. So this podcast is about drinking.
Yes.
So funny you should start with the drunken Craig story. Are you sober now?
I am, yeah.
You are. And but was your vice alcohol?
It was, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When did you start drinking?
My first drink was in like grade school.
Really?
Yeah. And I used to sneak like beers from my grandparents' fridge, and then I would eat these pretzel sticks, and they'd be salty, and then I'd drink like a honey lager in like fifth grade.
That's so sweet.
Sweet. Like watching Saturday morning cartoons, just, you know, wearing a wife beater and suspenders, like, the old lady's barking up a tree again.
It's a doll.
It's just a Barbie.
Yeah.
And the first time I got like drunk was in friends of mine put like a shot together
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of different booze, and I took it, and I remember like feeling drunk, and I was like, I want to feel like this forever. And the first time I got like really drunk was in eighth grade, New Year's Eve, Jello shots, and I went home and tried to fight my stepdad. Like, I fell out of my mom's truck. It was my birthday. I went inside and threw myself at him like a spider monkey. And then the next day, I, like, didn't come down for dinner. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. I have so many questions.
Yes.
First off, where are you from?
Delaware. I don't know if you could tell or not by me trying to fight my stepdad when I was 12.
You know, I didn't know that was a stereotype for Delaware, but I'll never forget it. But, okay, so from Delaware, and did you live with your grandparents?
No, but I spent, like, a ton of time there.
Yeah.
Like, every weekend or, like, during the week after school.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you were close with them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aw, mm-hmm. That's sweet.
Yeah.
And then, so the first time you got drunk, the bunch of shots, like, were all of your friends drinking, or was it
no,
just
No, they were
Ian?
Like, let's get Ian drunk.
Yeah. No.
And then I like stopped drinking for years because in high school, freshman year, I embarrassed myself so much at a bunch of parties and had to fake sick because I didn't want to like go to school and see people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then I like didn't drink and I was like straight edge, and that became like my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I started drinking later for like a month, everyone was like, this will be fun. Let's get Ian drunk. And then it was fun till it wasn't. And they're like, let's make sure Ian doesn't get drunk.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Oh, you got to cough sometimes.
You have to.
I'll edit it out.
Oh, God.
I won't. I don't know how. Okay. So in high school, that cough really threw it out of me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So in high school, you were straight edge after freshman year.
Yeah.
And then what was the kicker? What was like, I'll start drinking
The kicker
again.
Was it like... So I had a bunch of friends that were like straight edge, and that was like mm-hmm. fun because you have like a crew and people that, you know, don't drink with you. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I was friends with a bunch of my friends drank, but I had like a group that didn't, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went to college and I was the only one that didn't drink. And it became like such an alienating thing of like, you know, everybody's out drinking. And then I would go and hang out. And then at like 10, when everyone's getting tanked, I'm like, well, there's really nothing here for me. So I'm going to go home alone and be by myself, you know.
No.
So it was like super alienating. And then it was like, well, okay, drink. And then I was so afraid of everyone judging me for like drinking and like breaking edge, you know, that I just started drinking alone.
Oh, no.
And so I would go to bars. And the only real drink I knew was like an Alabama Slammer from Wedding Singer when they're like, let's get some Alabama Slammer. So I would put on a costume and go to bars because I didn't want anyone to see me. So I would like turn a coat inside out, put that on and like put the collar up with a hat going and be like one Alabama Slammer for the kid at the end of the bar, you know. Alabama Slammer.
I want to know what an Alabama Slammer is.
I don't even know. I think it's just like grenadine and like SoCo and like Southern Comfort.
Oh, I've had my fair share of Southern Comfort.
Oh,
and it
God.
Is a headache in a bottle.
It is woof.
Yeah, it's not great.
That was when I first started. My drinks were like Alabama Slammer, Goldschlager.
Oh, yeah.
And my thing would be like, you want a sip of Christmas? That would be like my like... tried to pick people up like that. And yeah. How about Christmas tree in the glass, huh? You want it? We're at Duffer's Pub on Route 1. And yeah.
And then
I found like my taste was like my drinks were like Canadian Club whiskey or like super cheap vodka. That was like
oh yeah? That's what plastic bottle vodka, huh?
My favorite.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because when you drop the bottle, it won't break.
I love that reasoning more than anything I've ever heard in my life.
Because when you drink enough, you know you're going to drop that bottle. You know you dropped the bottle, baby.
Yeah, that's the Delaware. Mm-hmm. Where did you go to college?
Surprisingly, I went to NYU.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So you've been in New York for a while.
I have, yes. Since 2003.
I guess you didn't need a fake ID? What is that?
Well, the city's like super alienating when you're young because you don't know if like people are like students or if they're tourists or if they're New Yorkers or, you know, you like. And also, in hindsight, I think going to college at 18 is such a difficult thing because you don't really like know yourself. You're searching for an identity. You don't know what you want to do unless you're like super driven at a young age. I wasn't. So I was like, I don't know what I want to do, you know?
Yeah.
I was like ripped away from all my friends in like Delaware. I'd never left. And then I like just moved to New York.
Oh my God.
Which is like crazy.
That's insane.
And I was too scared to like enmesh myself in the New York culture. So I like only stayed within like a 5-block radius of where I lived for like so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, so.
Now, what kind of bars did Little Ian? I'm going to call you Little Ian.
Little Ian.
For that little,
yes.
little time.
Yes.
Where did Little Ian go?
Well, there was like a local pub that everyone would go to called Josie Woods. And that's where like the athletes would go to. And so I was friends with everyone on like the track team. And so they would like go there. And then like my sophomore year, I think we started to, cause I didn't start drinking until like my junior year of high school or college. Yeah, like second semester, like junior year or even senior year, I think.
Yeah.
And the summer going to senior year. And so I was they would all get drunk and go to the girls' basketball games. And I would dress up as the unofficial mascot. Totally sober.
Yeah.
And yeah, totally sober.
You're a good time.
So they were it was a NYU Bobcats named after the Bobst Library. So it was like a generic bobcat, but apparently we found out that the original NYU mascot was the Fighting Violet because they're the
that?
NYU Violets. So
okay.
It was like a flower that was the mascot, And everyone was like, no, that's like too frilly and gay. Let's be a bobcat. And we were like, no, let's bring it back. Let's be the Violets, baby. And we were like, yeah, let's do it. And they're like, yeah, someone should do it. And I was like, someone should do it. And they're like, Ian, you should do it. And I was like, what? So I wore green tights, a green turtleneck, a purple headpiece. And I would run out and do the worm at halftime and like start cheers and everything.
Hell yeah.
And it like picked up and nobody went to the games. And then eventually people started going to the games and they made a thing called Real College Friday where everyone would show up to the games and act like they were at like a real college. Because it was a D3 school. Nobody yeah. gave a shit. You know, mm-hmm. everybody was too busy, you know, doing poetry about, you know, soy milk and yeah. instead of like going out and like getting drunk at a sporting event.
Yeah.
And yeah, it like turned into a thing.
That's great. Yeah. Your little charisma.
Yeah.
Little Ian's yeah, little charisma.
I was a little Violet spark plug.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe you wore tights.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to dress up in a turtleneck and tights, I think it's going to be you.
Hey, fuck you. I mean, thank you.
That's how I would see it. The second part.
Very nice of you. I
appreciate
that.
You're very secure. And, well, I don't know. Well, when you were at that age, were you very confident or just?
Yeah, I was.
Confident and funny or confident in like sexuality? Body?
Confident and funny, not confident funny. Sexuality at all.
No.
No.
Did you have inklings that you might be, as you put it, swallowing cum?
Oh, yeah. I mean, inklings, yes, because of personal experience. It wasn't an inkling so much as it was an action.
Yeah. Oh, so you were already swallowing cum.
Yeah, I was an OG cum swallower.
Oh, beautiful.
But secretly, because I was
really?
Like, so afraid of... I was always afraid of people leaving me, so I was just like like fully honest about mm-hmm. like that aspect of me. You
yeah.
know? So that was like very much a secret part of my life. The same way I started drinking secretly, mm-hmm. I lived sexually secretive as well.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the drinking was because of that too.
Yeah.
You know. So
did you go to like gay bars and stuff, drink there? Have a good time?
Later, but I would like go to gay bars or I'd like walk down Christopher Street like mm-hmm. in a costume again. Like in a incognito, yeah. uh-huh. you know, just like someone staking out
yeah.
the area. yeah, never comfortable enough in my own skin mm-hmm. to just like own it.
Yeah. You know? Now, when you started drinking again, was there ever a moment where it was like, okay, now I'm ready to be drunk with my track friends? Or was it always just a secret?
Yeah, but it was like immediately off to the races in like a weird way of like alienating people.
Oh, really?
It's like I'm an alcoholic, so mm-hmm. I don't drink like normal people, mm-hmm. and normal people don't drink in the way that I think is normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like when I start, no one told me, but I just got like. You know, beers and like a handle at 2 p.m. and was like drinking it. And a buddy came into the room and was like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I drink. Isn't this you drink? Isn't this what drinkers do?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no, I have class. And I was like, yeah, but why wouldn't you go to class drunk? Like I went to NYU, but I drank like I was at a state school.
Yeah.
You know, and then I would hang out at the state school and it was like, you're a liability. You know, it was just like getting kicked out of bars and like waking up in gutters and just off immediately. You know,
you've been kicked out of bars.
Oh,
you seem like such a sweet.
I've been kicked out of counties.
No.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I was banned from a beach when I was younger for like 6 months.
Why? For drinking?
I got caught with I got charged with criminal trespassing. Yeah. And they were like, look, don't come back. If we find you in the county for however many months, you know, it was like 6 months to a year, then you're going to have to go to prison or whatever.
Jesus.
I was like, okay, fine. And I even showed up to court like drunk. So, yeah, it was like a whole ordeal.
How old were you when that happened?
I don't know, like 22, 23, 22, I guess.
And you were just there at night?
But yeah, because we used to go down to the beach and party in Delaware. Like, that's what you do in the summer.
Yeah.
And to show, like, how much of a pain and liability I was when I drank, which is why I just ended up drinking by myself all the time, because mm-hmm. no one was okay with the way I drank,
uh-huh.
and they would all give me shit. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to drink alone. Fuck you. Yeah. No one can tell me what to do or how to drink this
yeah,
way.
I'm not going
to
tell me no.
Like, this is the epitome of, and I held this resentment for a while until I realized, like, oh no, they were like, right. Like, I put my friends through so much hell of like having to like pick me up from places or like take me home and literally like peel me out of their car, and I would just like fall asleep on a lawn or like, you know, just yeah. like, you know, or like having to break up a fight or like, mm-hmm. you know, find me somewhere, all these things, or like they would have to be in a fight because I started a fight, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we were at the beach, and in Delaware, it's like these cover bands like Reign Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what you do on the weekend. You follow these cover bands to where they're playing, whether they play in Wilmington or down at the beach.
Okay.
You pick a cover band you love and you like follow them around for the summer.
Okay.
And they play like all the hits, and you know, you're like, yeah, play Toto's Africa. Oh my God, amazing. You know, I'm going to live forever.
Was that yours, and Toto's?
No. Well, the band that I hated, that was like their song and it pissed me off. But I loved like when they would play like Third Eye Blind or like Blink-182. And
hell
I was
yeah.
like, this is a band. So there's this band called Mr. Green Jeans that for some whatever reason, some arbitrary reason, I like hated. And the lead singer was like obnoxious. We were at this bar called Bottle and Cork, and I was like talking to this girl, and I was like, this band sucks. She was like, yeah, fuck them. I was like, the lead singer's a douche. She's like, yeah, you should tell him. And so in my mind, I was like, okay, well, if I do something, she'll fuck me. Cool. So the guy like put it was like when they were singing Africa, the guy put his foot on like the speaker and was like, like spread his arm out. So I was like, this will get her. So I took my beer and I threw it at him, and it exploded on his chest. He's like, who did that? And I thought the girl would be like, let's get out of here, Romeo. But she dimed me out faster than anyone else. Like, it was like cartoonish how many arms just pointed at me, and the lights came up and it was at me. My friends pointed at me, and like, yeah, yeah. And like, I got thrown out from like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Like, my right hand ended up on my left ass cheek. Like, they like swung me out. I like, and when I hit the ground, I was like, come on, guys, let's go. And like, no, no, you go. We're here to have fun. And I was like, oh, what the fuck, fellas? So then, like, I was like, well, I'll go get a drink somewhere else. So I went, got a drink, lost my credit card, went back, tried to get in. They kicked me out. I tried to slide under a gate. And while I was halfway under the gate, I got like pulled by my ankle. Like, did we just kick you out? And I was like, yeah, but this time is different. And so then they like called the police and all this shit. And my friends like got so mad at me and just like, you know, like begrudgingly picked me up at the police station, and like no one talked to me this day. They were like so angry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up like going home before everyone else, just like out of shame. And then that I was like, these pieces of shit. And then I was sitting in a rehab talking to a friend on a payphone, like, how are things in the normal world? And he's like, well, so-and-so spent the night in jail and everyone bailed him out, and we're hoping things are okay. I'm like, what happened? They're like, he punched a cop. And
oh,
I'm like,
God.
What? And they're like, yeah, he punched a cop, but immediately Lexi called her dad, who's a lawyer, and they lawyered him up and they took care of it. And I'm like, they're defending the cop puncher, but I get kicked out for being cool guy throwing a bottle, and then I'm in trouble. It's like, fuck them. But like, I had lost so many chances that they were just so against my antics that this guy yeah. could punch a cop. And they were like, he's a good man, you know? Like, sitting in a rehab, hearing a friend punch a cop, and everyone was on his side.
Yeah.
I was just like, these treacherous bastards. But the call was coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
I was the one that was wrong.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, cop puncher, I mean, is that person okay?
Yeah, he's got a family now. He's like, you know, living life. And I'm fucking, you know, riding a bicycle to do a podcast in Brooklyn. You figure it out.
Hey, you performed at Stress Factory.
Yes.
In a
yes,
tent.
You're right. You're right.
Never
yes.
forget.
Never forget.
Now, did you drink when you did comedy? Or when did comedy start?
No, I was sober when I started comedy, and then I like started drinking again. And
yeah.
Did comedy and then stopped and then started and then stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you go to rehab just the once?
Yeah. And then I went to like outpatient rehabs, mm-hmm. like detox and hospitals and mm-hmm. stuff. But I haven't had a drink since April 2015.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
That's fantastic. You seem to be thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
You're very funny.
Oh, you're sweet.
I never introduced you.
Oh, hilarious. I love it.
I do a little intro at the beginning. Perfect. So you know who he is.
Perfect. Hey.
But you're very, very funny. And you seem to just like, how long have you been doing comedy now?
It'll be 10 years in February.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
And so you did, oh my God. So you did a like drink a little bit during comedy.
Yeah,
did that
I like started drinking
help hurt?
Maybe like 2 years into comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know, and then it became like not caring about comedy and just like doing the hang.
Yeah.
You know, and then mm-hmm. like, but it's weird being sober because I like being in bars and stuff is for a while it was like not triggering, but I have such an aversion to alcohol that even when I smell it now, I like shake. I like
really?
Shudder. I'm like, ugh. You know, and so being around it just it like sucks. It gets in the way of like the hang or, mm-hmm. you know, like just kind of being around because I'm like, well, you know, everyone's drinking. I'm going to leave. You know, that's why I smoke so much because mm-hmm. it gives me a chance to like leave.
Yeah.
Without, you know, it's acceptable to be like, hey, I got to have a cigarette mm-hmm. instead of being like, I'm feeling nervous. You know.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane how much alcohol and comedy are completely linked.
Yeah, but it's like a weird thing now where everyone's so healthy. Like in the 80s, you would get paid with coke, you know, and then now like nobody does coke in comedy.
No.
Like nobody lives debaucherously, you know.
No.
Everyone's like very safe now.
Yeah.
You know,
because like even like I've had my back and forth with alcohol and it's whenever I'm off, it's like just it seems like it's just everywhere. I'm only getting paid in drink tickets. I'm only getting, I'm like, oh, can I have a seltzer? You know? And it's like, well, I'm hydrated.
Are you sober?
No. Okay. But I, there was a point in time where I should have been.
Yeah.
And, right now me and alcohol, we dance.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we do the dance.
Who leads?
Alcohol. That empty bottle of wine out there.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I just have so much fun, but then it's not, I become unproductive.
Yeah.
I stopped drinking for a month and I lost 15 pounds.
No way.
Like that's a lot of weight,
yeah.
right? And so, and then I started drinking on this Brian Regan weekend. Oh my God, Brian Regan.
Brian Wegan weekend.
Weekend.
You're drinking right now.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I the first night I immediately lost my phone and my keys.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And I was like, this
isn't that the worst?
I mean, like, I woke up, felt terrible the whole day, and I was like, this is why I don't drink like that.
And then
that.
Your set the next night is like so off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like trying to find that perfect cocktail, like a scientist of like, what's the perfect amount of where I'm loose and lucid, but fun and,
mm-hmm.
you know, gregarious and
yeah.
taking risks and owning it and, you know.
Yeah.
And then like you drink too much and you're sloppy, you don't drink enough and you're nervous.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that hard. Some people have it down. They're like, I need 2 beers before a show and I nurse one during it, you know.
Yeah. That's I admire those people.
Yeah.
I have a sip of alcohol before, it goes straight to my head and I'm like blah, 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 and then I'm like and then it's the self hate cycle just starts.
But there is that fun thing of like, what a thing to look forward to after your set.
Yes.
You know. Oh my God, what a little carrot at the end of the stick.
Oh, I want that boxed Cabernet.
Woo!
That's what I want.
Yes.
Yeah. So did you just, is that cigarette now your thing at the end of a set?
Oh,
you're like,
yeah.
I get a cigarette.
Yes.
That's,
yes.
I mean, I feel like you have to have something. Even
well,
if it's
that's
just
my
like
argument.
Smarties.
Every time someone's like, you got to quit. I'm like, well, I got to have something, you know?
Yeah.
I can't just, and then during quarantine, it's just been like insane how much I've been chain smoking.
Yeah.
You know?
How's
just
it
like
been?
I mean, like now it's like two at a time.
Really?
So I just like, anytime I go for one cigarette, I just light another one off that one,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And it's a lot, you know?
Do you live with your lady?
No.
No?
No.
Do you
no.
live alone with your kitty cat?
No, I have roommates.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the next step is like moving in. So we'll see how that goes, you know?
That's exciting.
Yeah.
How long have you been with the lady?
Like 8 months.
That's
so
nice. That's a good amount of time.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll see where it goes. And I've never really lived with anyone before,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
It's, yeah, an adjustment.
Have you?
I had a boyfriend before this. We lived together. He basically moved in with me and it was like That was some of the peak drunkenness I've ever
had. Oh.
Because he was a bartender or a bar back bartender. I was also bartending. Have you worked in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, what a cycle. Oh, I mean, you just don't stop drinking. Yeah. And
I mean, there was a restaurant I was working at where it was just like a guy would bring pills and he'd be like, I'll take the blue, I'll take the brown, and we'll see how the end of the shift goes. You know? And then, like, the fucking manager was like, made like a memorandum, like, don't give Ian alcohol.
Really?
Like, yeah, that was the thing. Like, if we see you giving him alcohol, you'll be fired on the spot. And it was like, what the fuck, Mukta? Fuck you. So it's like, well, now you're making me sneak drinks at work.
Yeah,
you know?
Is that a mistake? I'll have the mistake.
Yeah. You're making me steal beers and drink them in the walk-in.
Yeah.
You jerk. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Not my fault I have to do this in private now. You know I'm going to drink.
I'm a social drinker, and you've turned me into a recluse.
Yeah.
Now, did you do anything bad at work? Well, how did she be like, no more drinks for Ian? Anything on the job?
Because I would just drink and not stop. And then the shift drink, everyone gets a shift drink, and when he wasn't looking, I'd reach behind the bar and, like, refill. And the people I worked with were cool, you know, because I was always like for a while, I was like the fun, like, come on. I was always a come on guy.
Yeah.
The one that got you to do it with me so I wouldn't be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And like I could find certain people like that I could goad into some bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But then even the people that were with me on that after a while were like, no, you could chill.
Yeah.
I'm like, but how else are we going to wake up?
Yeah.
An alarm clock in a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a friend like that. We would call it getting Nancy'd.
Oh, wow.
Because Nancy, she would bartend and she would just like, we're having fun tonight.
Yes.
And then you'd wake up and you're like, I got Nancy'd.
Or you find that bar where they don't charge you for drinks and you just put like a 20 on the thing and they keep it as a tip and you just drink.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bar like 4 blocks from my place that was just... Some dark days at that spot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's, yeah.
The Bushwick Country Club.
Oh, I've been there.
You've been there?
Oh.
That was my spot.
That's a fun spot.
That was my spot-a-rooney.
Yeah, I could see you a staple there. Yeah.
Oh,
with your own little bar stool.
Oh, yeah. Just by myself all the time.
Sweet boy Ian right there.
Oh, my God. It was just like... Sleep the day away till you could go to the BCC.
Yeah. Oh, but that's, is that still open? Are they still in business?
Yeah.
Good for them. You
During
know?
Hurricane Sandy, oh God.
Please tell.
I was talking to the owner and I was like, yeah, we're housing a couple people here at my place that got displaced. He goes, wow, that is great. I have something for you. And he gave me this huge, comically huge bottle of Jameson. He's like, I want you to give this to everyone in your place. You guys have some on me. And I was like, thank you so much. This is going in my sock drawer. And I didn't give it to anyone. I just had it myself. So I stole Sandy relief funds.
I would say it's funds.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that's a thank you to you. You're housing.
Yeah,
that's
I
rent.
Was helping. So
that's
thank
rent.
You.
Yes. You're doing God's work, I feel like.
Well, they had the pickleback, and that was
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I could have a pickleback.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
Let's change this up.
Yeah.
This
I know. It's like, I hope I'm not triggering. Jesus Christ.
No.
I have to slow it down with the drinking. I do SoulCycle now. So,
nice.
You know,
isn't cycling the best?
It's so good.
I ride a bicycle. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's become another addiction.
Yeah.
Or just riding everywhere. And I still miss the chaos of drinking. So I ride very dangerously.
Really?
Yeah.
What? So you think it's like the chaos, the unknown, insanity.
Yeah. Which is what I really got to look out for. Because even though I'm not drinking, I can still live alcoholically. You know.
Really?
I mean? Oh, yeah.
How do you mean?
It's like living crazy, doing crazy things, substituting one addiction for another, you know, whether it be, you know, sex or smoking, coffee, getting addicted to working out, getting addicted to, you know, riding the bike.
Yeah.
You know, putting that before other things, you know what I mean? Addicted to sleeping, you know, anything.
Yeah.
You know, addicted to a lot of stuff that I gotta you know, work a program in recovery to make sure that it doesn't take over my life,
mm-hmm.
you know? So the work never stopped. Just because I put a drink down doesn't mean yeah. everything's better. That's when, like, the real problems start.
Yeah,
you know?
The secret ones that have been lying dormant.
Yeah, that you, like, shut up with the booze.
Yeah.
You know? So you got to spend time, like, working on that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a constant battle to not mm-hmm. go back to it that really never ends. It takes, like, a lot of work, but it's better without the booze infinitely,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know. So
well, it seems to be going well. How do you feel right now in this pandemic, coming out of it? How do you feel, like, booze wise? Do you feel good?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't, you know, think about, like, man, it'd be really. But then, like, the reality sets in. Like, no, it would not.
Yeah.
Because, you know? Like, every time, I don't know if you felt this way, even. You always have the thing like, man, wouldn't it be great just to get drunk all the time and not do anything? Mm-hmm. And then now there's a chance to get drunk all the time and not do anything. You're like, oh, that'd be hell.
Yeah. This is my nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for a while during the quarantine, Steve and I were just going through, like, 2 bottles of wine a night. And, like, Steve doesn't really drink. And I was the, come on, man.
Yeah.
Let's just have a Pinot Noir
yeah.
with our SpaghettiOs.
That must have been so fun, though.
We had it was fun until it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, I'm not getting up to do anything.
Right.
I feel like shit. I'm being unproductive. I gained 15 pounds.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
That was probably the biggest thing, was when I tried to put on my pants and they were so tight that I had a muffin top.
Well, that's what you get for putting on pants during quarantine. It's your fault.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong, Ian.
Yeah.
But I have this, like, memory of my mother. Oh, well, she doesn't listen to this. She says she can't. It's too hard. I hear you, Mom. But I remember I went on my first date and I pulled on my pants. I thought I looked great. You know, I was wearing the jeans with no pockets in the back.
Yes.
As you do. The
hot.
Very J-Lo.
Sexy.
Thank you. I was showing a little tum-tum.
Woo.
I was ready to go. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, woo, woo. Feeling good. And my mom comes in. What she should have said was, I think that outfit is too revealing.
Uh-huh.
But what she said was, you're rolling over your jeans.
What?
Yes.
What a reason to drink.
Yeah. And so
we call that a repeater. It just repeats in your head for years.
Oh, it's still there.
Yes.
Yeah. And I found that out when I was hungover trying to put on my pants. And I was like, you're rolling over your jeans.
Oh, my God. Like, Mom, what are you doing?
Ooh, yeah. What?
Use your words wisely.
Yeah, she to her credit, she's a very good mother. That one just slipped in.
Yeah.
I think she was just upset I was A, going on a date, and B, showing my midriff.
Yes. Well, as a parent, parenting someone for 18 years intensely and then seeing them go off on their own, to only have a couple comments, you really got to give them credit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's only a few ringers in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We really got to give them credit for not just being total pieces of shit.
Yeah, yeah. That was good job, Louise.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Great job.
But
shouts, Louise.
Yep,
good job.
And if I didn't have that edge, I wouldn't have put down the bottle for a month to lose that weight.
Amazing.
So Louise did it.
Yes.
Do you? Oh, speaking of parents, do you have a good relationship? You got him?
Half. Half off.
Yeah. Well, you said you fought your stepdad?
Yeah.
Is he still around? Are you guys buddies?
No,
he's gone.
No. He was a good man, but I couldn't recognize it at the time.
Yeah.
You know, I was a young little hellion.
Yeah, of course.
You know, what can you
do? Did you wear a lot of leather?
No, I listened to, like, metal and, like, punk and hardcore, and I never, like, really dressed the part until, like, I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I felt like a fraud, like, putting on a spike bracelet, like, putting on patches on my JNCO jeans. I'm like, what am I? Just enjoy the music and dress normal. Like, you know?
JNCO jeans. I did not have JNCO jeans, but my ex-boyfriend had the JNCO jeans.
Mm.
And I believe he still had them as an adult.
Wow.
I don't think he wore them very.
You're lost.
Or at all. Can't believe it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But, well, that's... And Mom? How's Mom?
Great.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to throw in random questions.
Yeah.
Just in a podcast about drinking. People got to know. How's
Perfect.
Mom?
Yes. You got to know. How's
you gotta
Mom?
You got to know. How's Mom?
Great.
Well,
fantastic.
That's, I mean, do you have anything else to add?
Only that this has been very fun.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been all over the map. And then how was that?
You've been great.
My little violet.
Just sprouting. Just photosynthesizing as we speak.
Oh, you're a gem. Thank you for doing this.
You're a gem. Thank you, Caitlin. This was very fun.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, let's drink to that.